The Ring of Brodgar is a stone circle and henge located about 6 miles northeast of Stromness on mainland in Orkney. It is located 1.3 miles from the Standing Stones of Stinnes, and it's thought that it was erected around 500 to 1,000 years after the Standing Stones of Stinnes were erected. It's therefore thought that the Ring of Brodgar was erected around 2500 to 2000 BC. The Ring of Brodgar was built as a true circle and has a diameter of 103.6 metres, making it the third largest stone circle in the British Isles. Today there are 27 remaining stones, and it is thought that there were originally 60 stones in total. However, while there are accounts of stones falling over time, there's no evidence of there ever being 60 stones to begin with. There are legends which link the Ring of Brodgar with the Standing Stones of Stinnes. One legend involves the Ring of Brodgar as a symbolic area for the dead, whilst the Standing Stones of Stinnes as a symbolic area for the living. The journey of life can therefore be represented by walking from the Standing Stones of Stinnes to the Ring of Brodgar. There are also other legends that reference the Ring of Brodgar as the Temple of the Sun and the Standing Stones of Stinnes as the Temple of the Moon. It's possible that the Ring of Brodgar was built as an astronomical observatory. And Professor Alexander Thom, a Scottish engineer who studied stone circles and their meanings for decades, speculated that stone circles were built to be used as astronomical observatories. He asserted that the Ring of Brodgar is a perfect example of a megalithic lunar observatory. However, Professor Thom thought that it could additionally be used as a sacred or magical ceremonial centre. The Ring of Brodgar is huge, and it's possible that it could have housed the entire local population, meaning it could have been used as a meeting place for ceremonies or events. It's also possible that great stone circles such as the Ring of Brodgar may not have been built to serve a particular purpose after their construction. Professor Colin Richards suggests that the act of building the monuments and erecting the stones was what may have been ritually significant for the people who did it. If you're interested in learning more about the Ring of Brodgar, you can look at the images on the interactive map. There are a few images of what it looks like now. There's also a sketch that is assumed to have dated from 1807, which is actually labelled Standing Stones of Stinnes, but it's thought to actually be the Ring of Brodgar, so that's interesting. And there's also some 3D models of what the stones currently look like.